lots of fun stuff. Okay, so I hit record on the board.
Okay.
I hit record on here, which goes to the SD or the hard drive.
Okay.
And then I hit go live. So we are live on YouTube.
Okay.
And I probably won't get any viewers on YouTube just because I don't have a big following on
that
YouTube.
That sounds great. That sounds great to me.
So I'm off. We are, let's see, I call my podcast the Bucky Beeman Audio Adventure. I got that from a guy by the name of Gary Vee. He has the Gary Vee audio experience, so I just switched it up.
I like it. Yeah. I like the adventure.
Yeah. And I think part of that is it's broad. I never know who's going to be on the audio adventure. I never know, like, there's no specific theme. It's just going to have a conversation with whoever wants to have a conversation.
Yeah.
So who am I having a conversation with today?
Madison Nelson.
Madison Nelson. So Madison Nelson reached out to me via Instagram originally. We should go to that original Instagram message. I think that would be a fun thing to do. All right, November 14th at 1:27 p.m. She should have been working, but she wasn't.
Absolutely not.
And the message says, "Hey, my name is Madison, and I run this account. I was wondering if you wanted to be one of the people that I feature on this page. I'm working on content today, and I would love to meet with you and for just 15 minutes. I usually take your photo, ask you a couple questions, and then I would feature you and what you do on this account. This is just a fun, just for fun project that attempts to bring Rochester residents closer together by showcasing different individuals and their lives in Rochester." So that's an Instagram account. The username is PeopleOfRochMN. So that's how I met Madison.
That's right.
What fueled this entire Instagram account and this message that you sent me?
Fueled it. So, like, honestly, probably back in, like, 2014, I was working downtown, and I just kind of fell in love with the city years ago. And when I was, honestly, it's so weird, but I was just walking down 3rd Avenue. No, 3rd. Yeah, no, 3rd
Street. Historic 3rd Street?
3rd Street.
I was like, 3rd Avenue is not too charming, but
no.
This sounded like a charming story.
It was 3rd Street. And I know 3rd Street so well, like after working at the Hilton, like that's like the street. So anyway, so I'm walking down and I'm like, oh man, I just love this city and I want to share this city with other people. And at the time, Instagram wasn't really big. And I'm like, well, there's like articles in the paper and there's like YouTube and there's Facebook and stuff. But I just thought I really like the way the city is because of the people in it. So I didn't really do anything with it, but it was just kind of my idea. And then in like 16, I had the same sort of idea. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with it. And then finally, I was like, well, I'm just going to do an Instagram page. And yeah, that's kind of where it started. And then I thought, well, who am I going to have on? First, I want people who are, I want to have everybody. I don't want to just have like the big guys, you know, like the big, huge business owners. People know who they are already.
Yeah, you see them in the paper already.
Yeah. Right. And I'm like, and I want to feature those people because I think even though people know their name, they don't really know who they are either. Mm. They don't know their whole story. I also want to have my barista at Mocha because I see her almost every day and I love her. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to have her. I still have to have her on. So I was just like, okay. And then I don't know, because I had a couple people on my list and I had you on my list because I was like, I like what you're doing on Instagram. I like how you're kind of promoting yourself and you're promoting your company on social media. And especially like, I don't know, as a realtor, like that's not something that people are like, oh, I'm going to follow them on Instagram, at least for me.
Because usually you know? It's a picture of a house and it says sold and.
Right. And then it's your face on a billboard and you're like, oh, but that's it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is really interesting. And then personally, I've always been interested in architecture, but then also like just kind of realty in general. So yeah. So you were just one of the names and I thought, well, I'm just going to message you. And I knew that you also worked downtown.
Oh, okay.
And I was downtown that day.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'll just message him and see.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, thank you for reaching out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that's the fun thing about social media is like it helps connect people that otherwise wouldn't be connected. You know, you're able to, one, I can find different people you put on your account. and then reach out to them if I want, especially if they have an account. And two, like, you just felt comfortable to send me a message and say, hey, do you mind if I feature you? And yeah, like, that connection can happen so quick.
Well, and I think I felt like that too, because I kind of knew your personality through Instagram too.
Right.
You know, I was like, ah, he's probably going to be chill.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
He puts maybe goofy like, face filters and like person. Walks around town yeah, talking about buildings. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I start at like on Thursdays, I start at like 6 o'clock in the morning, just rolling out of bed and like start off my Instagram little saying that I do every Thursday.
Yeah. Like, I like that too. I'm like, how did that become a catchphrase? But it did.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like,
I like it.
You just see people in the way that they are. And as a result, then you grow that relationship with them, whether you know it or not,
yeah,
they know it or not. And then from there, you're able to reach out and say, what's up?
Yeah.
So the people of Rochester is a cool thing because it's going to, and it is already just bringing to light stories of people that you see, you know, but you don't know.
Yeah.
And so share about some of the different individuals that have been on your account thus far.
Yeah. So after you, let's see.
Yeah, we should pull it up. I don't think I was even the first. I feel like there's one other. Was I?
No, you were the first I published.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I had Savannah. She and I worked together at the Hilton.
Yes.
And she, I just like her story too, because I think that she and I both had the same passion. Well, she still does and I still do, but we have the same passion for hospitality and that it's not just like, oh, here's your card. Okay, here's a parking space. Like because we live in Rochester and because that is where the industry is here, it's not in a really different type of touristy town. We're really caring for the patients of Mayo Clinic in a different way. So that kind of puts a different spin on the job. So she had a passion for it and she's from Texas. So this whole winter thing, she's like, what is every winter? She's just surprised by it every time. She's like, how much snow are we getting? And how she fell in love, you know, had a baby. It's just really sweet. So her story's sweet. Let's see who else. Oh yeah. Mark Pacman. So he was another one. I just walked up to him and just asked him if he wanted to be on it.
So the picture, for those that can't see it, the picture is of this Mark Pacman at what I would say Rochester famous, a piano in the Gonda building. And people will go there and play. And I don't even think it's necessarily scheduled. Like, you can just show up and play.
Yeah.
And so there's Mark playing at the Gonda building.
Yeah. He is incredible. I mean, oh my gosh, he is so talented. Like, I mean, I went up to him and I was kind of nervous. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to ask him because it's kind of a goofy thing. And also this whole Instagram thing. Like, he's like, he didn't even have the app, you know? So he's like, what are you putting me on? Like,
yeah. What's this Instagram? Yeah.
He was a little bit like, I don't know what this is. So I said, you know, you don't have to, but I just wanted to share you with people because and then his story was so fascinating. Like, that's the thing too. His story just went further than what I could post because he was just his experiences. And yeah, so yeah, he plays at, the Marriott.
How did you meet him originally?
Just that, like that.
That post.
Yeah. Like, I literally went up and took his picture and I said,
and were you there at the hospital and you saw him playing?
Yeah. Cause I think I had gotten off work. Cause at that point I was working office hours and I just had an extra half an hour or something. And I will always go down because I play the piano. So I will always go see if there's somebody playing. And if no one is, I might. But most of the time, I just like to go listen to people because they're more talented than I am. So I love to listen to it. And then just the joy that they bring to people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. People are just always, they're walking around and they're stopping, taking pictures or just enjoying it. And yeah. And then you get to meet people. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Mark Pacman.
Let's see.
Val and
Val. Same thing. I saw her on Instagram.
Yes. And you can just see through her posts and through her personality of posting, you're like, she'll be cool if I reach out to her.
I love chill people. I love cool people. So I reached out to her and she was awesome. We talked for like an hour and a half. It was crazy. We could have talked for longer.
Isn't it funny when people have their usernames and that's just their name to you?
Yeah.
So like, she is Val and Vogue.
Val and
like,
Vogue. Well, and I even asked her, I said, I don't even know if I know her last name, but I said, do you want me to put your full name? She's like, no, Val and Vogue. I'm like, great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And yeah, I loved our conversation. She talked a lot about just where she came from. And radio industry was really interesting. I don't know if I posted about it, but that's what she started in. She was a DJ.
I remember her as a DJ.
Same. Mm-hmm. And I heard her on the radio. Mm-hmm. She said, follow me. So I did. Mm-hmm. And now she's not doing that anymore. I think I posted about that too. But that's an industry also that I'm really interested in. I'm just interested in that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool to hear about the kind of politics behind it. And if it's, I don't know, mm-hmm. if it's a good thing to do and mm-hmm. why she doesn't do it anymore. It makes me wonder,
like, is there a way to climb in that industry? It's probably difficult, like most industries.
Very difficult.
Yeah. You have your community radio shows, and then from there, like, you're not going to necessarily start a national show out of a community. You got to like jump to a bigger market.
Well, and I think it's because there's lots of big companies that own so many of them. Mm-hmm. So she's like, there's companies that own all of the radio stations in one city. So if you don't really like this company, you have to move you have to move away. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my gosh, I wouldn't even think about that.
That's a unique thing about podcasting.
I know.
You don't have to move away. You just got to post it.
Your backyard. Trista. Oh, she is a sweetheart. She is my friend. We just met a couple months ago working together.
What is she standing next to in this photo?
So that is a phlebotomy cart.
A phlebotomy cart. All right.
That's what I do.
And what does phlebotomy stand for?
It is, you are, what does it stand for? I don't know.
What does it mean?
Basically, it means, I think it means the study of the vein or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, basically we're just the vampires and we go and collect blood.
Suck blood.
Yeah, for the techs down at Hilton.
And you need a big fancy looking cart.
That's right. I seem to get bigger every year though. They just add more things to it.
I think this is a great example of someone that, especially in the hospital system, you probably see familiar faces as you go down these halls.
Yeah.
And you never really get to know these people, but you know them.
Well, and even like I didn't know her story. So I asked her to be on my page. I just said, I'd love to feature you. I had no idea that this was her story and what she had gone through. And so all of a sudden she's just sent me this like essay. And I thought, oh my gosh, Trista, what in the world? And I said that you are so inspiring. And yeah, so that was kind of cool.
That is great.
I love this too, because I probably never would have known that about her. And Austin Ferguson. So he's the next one. And he is somebody who I found through Val. So speaking of social media and mm-hmm. how you get to know people. So I'm on Val's account and I think I had seen who liked it or something like that. And I clicked on it. And it was this guy who plays the bells at the plumber building.
He plays the bells.
Yeah, he's the Carillonier.
Wow.
And I thought, there's only been like 4 people who have ever done that full time for Mayo Clinic. So I thought, he's like kind of historic in a way. Right?
Wow, I need to read this one.
It's really long, and it could have been longer. This one took me a while because he had a lot to say, but it was so interesting.
Did he go to school for it?
No. Oh. So he was going to law school. This is why we got to talk to him. He has a funny story, but he was going to law school, but while he was in school is when he played organ, I guess, in high school. And then he was like, oh, I can play these bells. Like he kind of kept running into it. And then he was put in a position where he had to teach people to play it. And he's like, I can kind of play it, but people don't know how to play it. He said there's only like a couple hundred people in the country who even know how to play it. There's only a couple of these actually in the country. And so I thought, I have to talk to him.
Yes.
And then I was able to go up and meet the third one, so his predecessor, and I got to like actually play them one time, so that was so cool, and I was like geeking out because.
So when I think of bells, I would think they're hanging this way, vertical, they're not horizontal. Okay, no.
It's like an organ, and your entire body goes into it, so you're like you're playing the bells with your feet, like they're like piano keys, and then you're like I think you have to hit them with your fists or something. Like it is, it's crazy, and the bells are giant, like they're like people size bells. Like, they're huge. I don't remember how many are up there.
Wow. And he's full-time.
Yeah. And he was really surprised that Mayo hired him. But I was like, why wouldn't they hire you? Like, you know what you're doing. You're confident. You know how to play it. And Mayo wanted somebody full time.
How often does he hit the bells? I should say it's not hit. Like I, it's definitely not. It's definitely not these little bells.
No, no. How often? I put it on here.
It's
the it's, thing. He said the thing gets played. Oh, the other thing about my post, I guess, is that I try to be as like close to their words as possible. I don't like to paraphrase things. I want it to be their quotes, which is tricky to do sometimes. Mm-hmm. But he said it gets played every afternoon at 4:45 and then Mondays at 7 p.m. and Wednesdays and Fridays at noon. Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays are when Dr. Will requested it to be played, which I thought was interesting too. Way back when.
At noon.
Yeah, he wanted it to be played at noon. Oh, and then somebody random said they want it played around 5 so then they could play people away when they're getting on the bus.
Somebody random.
I don't know. No one knows.
No one knows who that random. I want to be that guy. Just like walking through the hallways and like, hey, you guys ever thought about playing the bells at 5? Hey, yes. That's a great idea. And who was stuck. That guy? I have no idea. He just kept walking.
He'll go down in history, though. Yeah, exactly. He made history.
Yeah. And so I toured. This is probably not a good place where my mind goes, but I toured a apartment building today at this afternoon, and it's called the Berkman. Beautiful, 350 units of apartments. They got all these amenities. They got a coffee bar, a golfing simulator. They got a pool with multiple. They said the reason they put multiple angles in the pool is so that you can put multiple benches so people can like go and hang out on one side of the pool and not feel like they're, you know, right over.
I love that.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there thinking, okay, so how do you get into this place and get all these amenities without actually renting an apartment? And then would the people recognize you as to be that random guy that's like, does he actually live here?
You could.
I'm sure you could.
You could get away with it for a amount of time.
It would be awkward when they finally found out.
Yeah.
So do you live here?
Yeah, 305.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I don't want to lie.
Well,
like,
you could ask. You could act very offended though, because why would they ask, right? Yeah. People would be weirded out if they. You'd be like, "Of course I live here."
Yeah. See, no, I don't want to lie, so I want to play it like, "Do you live here?" I'm like, "Yeah," and then, okay, great, and then just kind of make it awkward and walk away. You know, like they didn't ask if I lived in the building. I was just saying I live in Rochester. Like.
You know? I want you to do that so bad.
Just see how long you get into a place.
Because what's the worst thing that could happen?
I don't know.
Nothing.
I have no idea.
Good trespass, maybe.
So, Madison, what brought us here today? That is the exciting thing that I'm excited to have people learn about. And I think one of the reasons I'm excited about it is because I think there's a lot of people like us that are interested in this stuff, but they don't know where the heck to begin and why and how and all that stuff. So why are we here doing a podcast?
I still don't know all those things.
that's why we're here.
gosh, why? I guess I don't know. I'm a very creative person. I think this is just creative for me. Mm-hmm. It's not anything where I'm like, oh, I'm really interested in the tech side. I'm not interested in it. Okay, like it's cool, but I'm not interested in like learning it. That's not why I'm doing it. But I really just. Any kind of creative outlet I can find, I'll do. I played the piano for years and years and years, and all I did was, like, that was my creative outlet, was music. And I kind of stopped. I don't have a piano, which is really, it's kind of a bummer. But it's kind of opened me up to, like, other things, like writing or painting or podcasting possibly, Instagram, like, all that kind of stuff is just a creative outlet for me. So, yeah, and I really, really like talking. I can talk forever.
So you're contemplating doing a podcast?
I am.
And what would that podcast be called? Do you like?
Well, there's two. The first one, I would love to start the People of Rochester podcast. Because
that just flows.
Right?
People of Rochester podcast.
Yeah. Because especially after just talking about like these people, my little blurb, they have so many more things to say. Mm-hmm. And they're what make Rochester kind of amazing, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way Rochester is and the culture, the community, why people feel welcome here, how you can kind of succeed in anything you really want, if you really try, I think, yeah. So Rochester is really special. So I think the people who make it here are pretty awesome. So I really would like to do that one. So another one, just because I'm nervous about it. Like, I don't know if I know how to interview people. I can talk, but it's an art.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
It's a conversation.
Oh, man.
Like, you were telling me offline that you were, like, studying this
I'm
up.
I am studying it. I am so not a studier.
I'm just like, all right, hit live, let's go.
Like, honestly, on my lunch breaks, yeah. I am listening to podcasts about podcasting for the last 2 weeks.
So do you have a second name of a podcast?
Yeah, let me look it up here. We've been going back and forth.
Who's this?
My so funny. My mom.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's thinking podcasting might be...
So I told her, I said, I want to do the People of Rochester podcast, but I have no idea how to interview people. And also I might hate podcasting. So I don't want to start something and then be like, oh, this sucks. I'm out. So then I said, hey, we should just do one together and see if we like it. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I've been waiting for you to ask me that. And I said, oh my gosh, mom. Okay.
She has the podcasting personality.
Yeah, she does. She talk about a radio voice. Oh yeah, she actually did that like in college.
Wow.
Her and my dad were like DJs on a radio station.
Wow.
So I feel like it's kind of meant for her.
Okay.
So yeah. So we have kind of been throwing around a name idea. I think we're going to land on It's Never Pretty at the Start.
Never pretty at the start.
And it's musings on the pursuit of a happier life.
Ooh, that's cool.
Is that something that maybe...
I think anything can work.
I think so.
It's just a matter of, one, I think you need to understand how to do it professionally in a sense that it has decent enough quality that when people listen to it, they don't cringe relative to the sound quality and things of that nature. And then two... understanding distribution of how to put it out and then how to market that you actually are doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Because so much of us get wrapped up in that perfection of it better sound per scene and studio quality, and I better have the right questions and I better be prepared and I better get them prepared. And like, I don't think that's the key. I think the key is just understanding how to bring people to a quality audio adventure, if you will, podcast that people can just, you know, engage and learn more about what you have to say.
So, yeah.
And that's why you're here. Because I think there is a future for you in doing podcasting. You had said before we got on, like, what if your voice makes yourself cringe? And like, then you started talking to the mic. I'm like, what? Like, you have a radio voice. Like,
I don't know.
It's good. Like,
I just can't listen to it back.
It doesn't mean you have to listen to it back.
It just sounds horrible.
I told you that I don't listen to my podcast back.
Which is, it's a very good idea.
Yeah, I just put it out there and then, I don't know, maybe I said something wrong. Maybe I dropped a bottle cap. Who cares? It doesn't really matter.
No.
It's all good. So the thing I would say with the People of Rochester podcast that I like is I'm not a reader. And so here you are posting on Instagram.
Yeah.
And again, the algorithm of Instagram is like working against you in the sense that I have more ads now popping up on my Instagram than ever before. The chances of me seeing your beautiful post is less likely. And then when I get to your beautiful post, I'm not a reader, so I don't read all the way down to the very bottom. I listen to podcasts in the gym. I listen to podcasts on the road. And like, so as long as I can find it and I know it's a thing, like I can see myself listening to it. I want to hear other people's stories that are in my backyard.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah, right.
That's why I wanted to. I love it. Oh man. And I love listening to stuff. Like, yeah. Say, I mean, I'm on my lunch break, I'm on the bus, I'm doing dishes. Like I'm always listening to things. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is, but I think a lot of people are more
often,
yeah.
I had a message on LinkedIn. We do what's called the Offices of China Hall podcast. It's no specific theme. It tends to be business, but can go anywhere. Next week on Monday, we're having Todd Penz from, he owns the Subaru dealership, has a big team out there. They just bought GMC, I think it is. So we're going to learn about his business story. And anyway, someone sent me a message on LinkedIn and they're like, when's the last one you posted? And I'm like, oh my gosh, someone's actually listening to my podcast. Like, what? He's like, I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything. I'm like, I have not posted one for like a month. My bad. You know? So I think that's another cool thing is like these things live on online.
Oh, absolutely.
And they can be found Google, actually. So Google, when you search Offices of China Hall, like you're trying to find this co-working space.
Yeah.
one of the top things that will pop up is our podcast. Mm. And in the Google search bar, or whatever you might call it, you can play the podcast right there in your browser.
Oh.
Because we distribute it on Google Play.
Oh, interesting.
And so it pops up as something you can listen to.
Yeah.
So it's a searchable piece of content.
Yeah.
Where Instagram's not so searchable.
I don't think so. I think you have to actually search exactly what you're looking for.
The username, the hashtag, mm-hmm. the location.
Yeah, you get one letter wrong, they don't even pretend to know what you're talking about.
But if I typed in people podcast Rochester, I bet your podcast, once it's distributed, would pop up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. I want everybody to listen, and I want everybody to be aware of who's in their backyard and who's serving coffee, who's working at McDonald's, who's your surgeon. I mean.
So here's one thing I would say is you are not getting paid to do this.
No.
So it is helping you with your creative side.
Yeah. Yes, it definitely is.
Bring personal joy to what is your creativity.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, and that's the beautiful thing about podcasting and Instagram is like you can do so much with that creative aspect. And it could turn into something that is either helping being paid for by others through sponsorship, or who knows, it might lead to, content leads to opportunities.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
A lot of them. A lot of them. Seriously. I see it in real estate. The more we post about stuff, the more opportunities that come through the door.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's just years in the business. It's consistently putting quality content out.
Yeah.
And it leads to people messaging and asking questions. And
well, I think that's what it was like even decades ago. It was all just word of mouth, right?
Yeah.
Now the word of mouth has just grown expansively.
Yep. That's very true. What else can we think of for questions? See, this is where the interviewer, you got to be a perfect interviewer.
That's what I'm telling you.
You can't
you
run
have
out of questions.
To be one.
Yeah, because if you do, everybody's going to lose their interest. See, I don't think so. They're just like on this, they're on the corner of their seat. They're like, wow, this is a good podcast.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
One thing I was going to say is the way you can layer your writing ability into podcasting. So you have written what I would call as a micro blog. You know, you've written a small piece of content about this person. You could then take that write-up that you did and you could put it out on Facebook as a written post and then put the link for the podcast for the full interview.
The full interview. Yeah.
And so it's really neat how you can layer your two types of content and distribute it on platforms such as LinkedIn. LinkedIn, you can do an article, embed the video podcast, and then have your written form.
Yeah.
So I think that would be fun to watch.
I'm excited.
When's your first podcast?
I don't know. Were people on the edge of their seats for that one?
You can't leave without setting the date for your first podcast. Even if
all right.
You know,
I'm pulling
even if
out
your
my
mom's
calendar,
not
okay.
available. Because if you don't set the date, you're not going to do it.
Oh, man. It's true, though.
It is very true.
We're going to be like, well, one of these days we'll get around to it.
Sometime in
2022. If you knew how much work I put into it, though, you'd... no, we already have our like kind of logo thing and everything. I put so much work into it. I'm serious. I am not like
So as you look for your date, the other question I have for you is what makes for a good interviewer based on all of your studying?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, a couple things that maybe it will come naturally to me, but I'm a talker. And if you're interviewing somebody, you cannot like talk over them, you know.
Says who?
Well, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, like the good interviewers, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on the listening person though, too.
That's true. You have to make sure you're active listening, which I am very good at. I'm very good at active listening. But then I can get off topic very easily then as well. But that doesn't matter because they're like, actually, it's better to active listen than stick to your 10 questions because it's possible that the person you're interviewing is going to be talking about something that is going to lead to something else. Like at the very end of my interview with, was it Val? She said something and I thought, I want to know more about that. than what my questions were, because it's not all about my questions, because what my questions are might not be what someone else wants to hear about. So I think that's really important, is the active listening. Gosh, what were the other ones? I don't know. I think that was the main one though. Mm-hmm. And then, doing your research. That was huge. Mm-hmm. Know the person inside and out.
Yeah, that's good. See, and right? I'm going to push back because like, I don't want to know you. So that way, naturally, organically, questions come up that would come up if we were sitting in the coffee shop.
That's true.
Or if I come with like this rap sheet, if we were sitting in a coffee shop having this conversation, you'd be like, the hell is this guy's problem?
like you stalked me.
So you worked at St. Mary's and then you went over to the Hilton Garden Inn and then you're walking down 3rd Street one day talking about your people at Rochester. So tell me about yourself.
Well, I suppose. you know what I'm saying? Do have a point. I do hear you. Maybe it was more for people who are like more well-known. If they have a book to promote, if they have something, and then you would want to know that so then you can promote that for them. Because, mm-hmm. maybe all those podcasts were for like, you know, the famous guys.
Larry King.
Yeah. You're going to want to do your research on that. You're not going to be like, so you have a show?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that for?
Yeah, exactly.
No one's going to want
to. No. That makes sense. Like Tom Hanks is sitting next to us. And we're like, so you were in a movie once.
That's what I'm saying. Like. But yeah, I guess maybe for the people of Rochester, okay, I hear what you're saying. I do.
But it goes both ways because I feel like depending on your style, if you're equipped with some of that research, it can allow you to kind of craft the conversation to certain points that otherwise wouldn't have gone that direction.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you might get someone that's not a good interviewee and the conversation's not going great.
Yes.
And the energy's low. And that's like, how do we spice this up a little bit?
Yeah.
So you did skydive when you were 16.
Yeah. You know? And then they would be like, how do you know that? But we'll talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. I think that might have been, See, again, there's so much to learn.
That's the fun of it too. So I think I love sharing about what you're learning as you go.
Yeah.
Because that helps break the barrier for the people that would be not wanting to reach out to you because they feel more connected of your realness.
Yeah. Not thinking like, oh, well, she knows it all.
It's
and she's not a
professional podcast.
Yeah. Like. I honestly kind of pride myself on that because I was just talking to my mom the other day about how you connect with, or how I connect with people. And I connect with people through, I don't know, weaknesses in a way. You know, I connect with people through vulnerability and saying, oh, I struggle with this. Oh, you struggle with that too? And then we sort of connect in that way. Not all the time. Sometimes we connect through our strengths and what we're really good at, what we're passionate about. But I think in a way, the real factor comes into it when people go, oh, you're real. I'm real. Mm-hmm. You're not putting on a fake facade of who you are. And then I can't connect with that because I have to put this on too. Oh, yeah, everything's good. We're good. Life is perfect. It's not. I'm not perfect at everything I do.
Mm-hmm. And that helps shed the light of the people of Rochester.
Yeah.
In that story. Hmm. Well, you know, we made it 30 minutes. You believe it?
Wow.
That's podcasting right there. That's how you do it.
Awesome.
Just sit down, have a conversation, hit record, go live on YouTube. We have one viewer. I don't know if that's a bot or if that's a real person, but we'll find out afterwards.
Is it Facebook? Can you like shout them out? Can you see who it is?
So I think what we'd have to do is pull it up on here.
And then you're able to see?
And then you'd be able to see. I don't know if I can do that.
I always think it's funny when people are on Facebook Live and they're like, oh, hey, Jessica. Like no one knows who Jessica is, but that's cool.
That is true.
They always do that.
I never thought of that.
But it's nice. I mean, then it's cool for Jessica.
Right.
But everybody
else. So here's why you need to add in this extra dynamic. Hey, Jessica, call in. And then call in.
Yeah.
So speaking of the call in, you're going maybe in between. Maybe you've already made up your mind. Do you have intro music determined?
It's yet to be determined, but intro music will...
We'll be included.
What's a sample of it? Let's see. Oh gosh, this one's not going to be it, you guys. It's not. This is not.
All right, you get to control the board too.
Okay, here we go.
Since you're getting into this whole podcasting thing.
All right, here we go. Does that get you excited?
People of Rochester, great place to meet more people.
This sounds like a Target ad for like little kid toys. I love something.
It, man. But I like that. You can kind of go corny with it. You can be like, welcome to People of Rochester, where we all need to meet more people that are like one another. Do you work at Mail? Duh, everybody works at Mail. Duh. Are you in the hospitality industry along with everybody else? Yeah. If you're not working at Mail? Me too. Yep, there's your intro music. All right.
And now we fade out.
And then the show begins.
Welcome to episode 97.
1,000.
Do you do that? Do you number your episodes?
Yeah.
You do.
I think
is that a thing? Is that important?
I don't know. Maybe the podcast god so said it was.
Many, yeah, I think like so many people do it. And I'm like, where?
It's easy to reference it in the future. Yeah, remember on episode three when we sat down with, you know.
I see.
That's where it's nice.
I see.
Versus saying, remember when we sat down? Because then people will go back and look. Oh, man, I missed number three. I want to go back and see that.
Yes. Yeah.
But will I ever remember number three? No. It's like I got to do that research before.
Okay. You sold me. I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's all I needed. I was like, what is the point of this? Yeah.
And on that note, I think that's it. That's the Bucky Beeman audio adventure. We had an adventure. We went 35 minutes and chatted about all things that we could think of that make for a good interview. And this was a good interview, that's according right. to the podcast gods.
That's right.
Thank you, Madison, for joining.
Thank you.
If people want to follow you on Instagram, where can they go?
Well, there's two, People of Rochester, People of Roch MN. And then my personal account is, oh man, I don't know if you're going to want to go there, but. Madison Holm Nelson.
There you have it. Go and follow. Give her a follow and be sure to listen to her podcast when she starts one in 2022 or
oh man.
Sooner. Hopefully sooner. We're out.